Standing proudly in the center of forgotten America in the very best part, Michigan, and speaking with a clear, common-sense voice, I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. This is Full Contact Radio. Are you ready? Because here are three big things you need to know. Number three, the United States takes out an Iranian drone in the Strait of Hormuz and evens the score for the Iranian shooting down an American drone. How close are we to full war? Very close, I believe. We'll talk about it. Number two, 2 weeks from now, 20 candidates will descend on Detroit. 20 Democrats, that is. But let's be honest, there are only four actual contenders for the Democratic nomination left. Maybe less. Maybe just two. Who are they? I'll tell you in a moment. And number one, starting this Sunday and heading through a good portion of next week through Wednesday, the NAACP National Convention will be being held. And I told you over the last couple of days that I had information that Donald Trump was going to come speak on Wednesday at the luncheon. It was all hush-hush. It was true, too, but apparently he's decided to pull out. The reason being is they wanted to change the format. They wanted to make it not a speech, but a question-and-answer session. They wanted to put him in the hot seat. And he said, you know what, I'm not going to do that. I'll come give a speech. I'll come talk about what we've done to help out the African-American community with unemployment and so forth. And in opportunity zones, which have been very beneficial to many inner-city areas. But he said, I very much wanted to go. But unfortunately, they wanted to change the form to a question and answer. And I had agreed to deliver a speech, and I didn't want to do that. Because it would be a gotcha session. He knew that. He said, no. My information was right, though, out of the White House, so I'll give myself that. Meanwhile, Governor Gretchen Whitmer put up a video yesterday on social media talking about the NAACP and Rashida Tlaib and part of the controversy going on. I'd like you to hear that. Here's Governor Whitmer.
Hi, this is Governor Gretchen Whitmer. We're really excited about hosting the NAACP National Conference, and we're going to see a lot of 2020 presidential candidates coming into Michigan for that conference and for the upcoming debate. And I just wanted to take a moment because this is a chance for all of us to come together, to focus on the things that unify us, to focus on the real things that we are concerned about as Americans and as Michiganders. And this is so important because right now we have seen so much ugliness come out of the White House with racist tweets and attacks on Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, a Detroit native. You know, what Michiganders want and what people across our country want are presidential candidates who offer real solutions, who focus on the things that really matter to families across our country. I hope that we can come together and talk about the issues that really matter. Thank you.
What are those issues that really matter? Issues like a good economy? Issues like a secure southern border? Issues like whether or not we're going to continue to have insurance for health care, or we're going to put it all into one big health care for all deal and call it Medicaid for all and bankrupt the country? Those kind of issues, I would agree with the governor. We do want to talk about real issues. The First Step Act, that has allowed so many African-Americans that were punished beyond the crime they had committed to leave prison earlier than they were supposed to because Donald Trump did prison reform that they said couldn't be done. How about the USMCA that the Democrats are blocking that is hurting the state of Michigan, Governor? That'd be an important topic to discuss now, wouldn't it? Because we'd certainly like to discuss why the USMCA has not gone through. The USMCA would benefit farmers and manufacturers and companies of all sizes here in Michigan. And yet the Democrats, your team, Governor, stand in the way because of their animus towards this president. And when it comes to the border, so many members of the Congress just continue to stand in the way of doing the right thing. In fact, Rashida Tlaib, who you just mentioned there, Governor, voted against the $4.6 billion emergency funding plan for the border so that people could have a proper place to sleep and so forth. In fact, just yesterday on Capitol Hill, acting Department of Homeland Security Director Kevin McAleenan was testifying, and he talked about President Trump's policies and the progress at the southern border. It's bite number two, with Kevin McAleena, and I'd like you to hear it. Bite number two, go.
Thanks to President Trump's direct engagement, we entered into an agreement with Mexico in early June to address the migration flows that is making a dramatic impact, a 28% reduction in border crossings in June. The other key factor allowing us to make progress is the care and custody of migrants at the border is a receipt 3 weeks ago of the emergency supplemental requested by the administration on May 1st. These funds are being directly and immediately applied to create temporary facilities to reduce overcrowding and improve conditions for all demographics at the border, expand medical care, provide more hot meals, improve transportation, and ensure adequate supplies at all border stations and ports of entry. These efforts have reduced in-custody numbers at the border from a high of almost 20,000 in June to under 10,000 yesterday afternoon. For unaccompanied children, Health and Human Services now has adequate bed space. We've reduced from 2,700 kids at the border to under 350 yesterday afternoon.
All right, and then there you have it. And yet Rashida Tlaib and her other friends in this foolish foursome. Now, wait a second. I've got something here. Let's see here. Jim said just moments ago, and we go to the mailbag office. Jim sent us a little comment here. Listening in WKMI in Kalamazoo, and thank you for doing that 1360 down there. Just wanted to throw out a suggestion that you could refer to the squad as the Fatal Four, because the proposed change to the USA policies amount to virtual suicide. Thank you, Jim, for that. Oh, and by the way, Greg weighed in on Rashida Tlaib, also by way of social media. Listening to the show this morning, and I heard Rashida Tlaib say that she's a woman of color. Now, does that make Jewish people of color? And would Tlaib say that and agree with that? I don't know, Greg. But it's a fine question you've asked, and that's why we put it out there. By the way, we've got some room around the edges here today. 888-900-9966, trying to get everybody in. 888-900-9966. On the way is Steve Doolin, and I'm going to ask Doolin about the whole hush money case that has come to an end and what the judge in the case decided to do that I find to be very unusual and, frankly, vindictive. But the whole hush money deal, you know, the money being paid to Stormy Daniels by way of Michael Cohen and the woman, what was her name from Playboy, whatever her name was. Anyhow, we'll get to that in just a moment. But, yeah, do I believe Donald Trump knew about the $130,000 payment to Stormy Daniels? 100%. Is it illegal? Not at all. At any rate, this part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems. Now, Wolverine is Michigan's premier water treatment company. They've been serving the state since 1947, locally owned and operated. And right now, you have an opportunity. As you listen to this program, right now, you have an opportunity. Wolverine has offices in East Lansing and in Lowell near Grand Rapids. A new office being put together for Traverse City. They serve the state, the premier water treatment company. And right now you have an opportunity to go to stevegruber.com, click on the Wolverine contest button, because you could win a reverse osmosis drinking water system for your home, for your cottage, wherever you want it. It's worth $2,700. $2,700. But you actually have to enter to win. Go to stevegruber.com, click on that Wolverine contest button. What are you waiting for? When was the last time you got something handed to you free that was worth $2,700? I'm trying to do it for my friends at Wolverine and the Steve Gruber Show.
Stock up now on all the supplements you need with huge summer savings at Wyckoff Wellness. The savings are hot in July at Wyckoff Wellness, where you can take 20% off the entire month of July, both in-store at 1226 Michigan Avenue in East Lansing or online at WyckoffWellness.com. Wyckoff Wellness sells the highest quality supplements to help with energy, focus, sleep, pain, diabetes, hypertension, bone and joint health, and detox, too. Wyckoff Wellness. Call 517-333-7270. Don't miss the Wyckoff Wellness Super July savings.
It's hiring season in the construction industry, and have they got a job for you? Find out at MichiganConstruction.com. Major companies are looking to fill positions all over Michigan. They're working on projects across the state, and so can you. If you're looking for a great place to hang your hard hat, check out MichiganConstruction.com. Apply now. You can have great pay, health care, benefits, and a future, because it just might be a career. go to MichiganConstruction.com. That's MichiganConstruction.com, because Michigan is hiring.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.